Welcome to 10,000 Foot View Podcast, where you can find tools, ideas, and insights from some of the best performers from the field of business, art, sports, entertainment, coaching, neuroscience, and much more. That will give you the perspective you need to break through and unlock the next level in your mindset, creativity, business, and life. This is Monjyoti, the host of this podcast. I have an obsession for deep transformation, and I'm on a mission to help professionals and individuals unlock their true potential in life and business in a way that maximizes their overall sense of aliveness.
So one of the things that people experience, and I've certainly experienced this, is a sense of something not being right. A vague nagging sensation that something is off place, you know, things just doesn't land. I'm successful, I'm doing great, but something doesn't feel right. Something feels off. It's like you're not aligned somewhere. People feel this strange feeling, like a vague nagging sensation that something is not right. People feel off, even though externally they might be successful, they might be doing the right things, but within themselves, something seems to be missing. And it's not an exception. It's a common thing.
Yeah.
And many, many of us don't have answers to that. And one of my theories is, you know, you have these inherent values that are values of your true self. Mm-hmm. And when you're aligned with those values, which is you're truly authentic and you're living those values, then I think you feel complete. You feel aligned.
Oftentimes what our higher self and our soul is calling for is kind of at odds with the values of our culture or the values of our town or are the values of people around us at larger values. And oftentimes they're at head, like they butt heads, right? And so sometimes it's a lot of people find it hard to start to listen to that inner voice that says maybe they should be doing something a little different because it wouldn't make them the money that they, or they can't see how that time would be useful or, you know, making money or, you know, so I think that the values that are all around us and outside of us take on a lot of meaning because it's like a community thing or something.
Yes.
And when you start to connect in with your higher self, with your soul, with what your soul's asking for, it's actually, I feel much simpler than everything that's around us.
Right.
And it can be hard to get to that place. And then, and there's a lot of forgiveness that I think has to happen for people when they start to work with their higher self and their soul and in their inner wisdom. There's a lot of forgiveness because for many years we've ignored it. And, and so I think forgiveness is a place where a lot of people start, or they start to at least connect back in with their soul and their higher self.
When you say forgiveness with themselves, with others?
I think both.
Okay. Right.
I think a lot, you know, it maybe starts with others, understanding, you know, how people have been, how they've been put on by others, but then it becomes, you know, forgiveness to the self for, you know, maybe not listening for so long or making choices in certain areas because of outside influence or outside rules.
Right.
I talk about external rules all the time because I'm always talking in the creative flow about inner critic. You know, that's something that inner critic. And in a sense, like that inner critic is what keeps us doing these things that, well, we feel successful, but we don't, well, we have the success, but we don't feel something's right.
You know? Yes. Yes. So this process of yoga nidra, this meditation that you're speaking about, does that help with that alignment?
With aligning to your inner wisdom?
Inner wisdom, with your authenticity, right? Because you know, sometimes we get lost, as you said, because we get swayed by the ways of the world. And they can seem very significant.
Yes.
And be very loud. So, and from what I understand, yoga nidra actually helps you to build relationship with your subtle selves, all your selves.
Yeah.
Which can probably also help you to get to know your true self better.
Right. And also, it's a, also so one of the things in a yoga nidra that I didn't talk about is they talk about a sankalpa, which is your heart's intent or your true north, right? There's a you start working with sankalpas in yoga nidras, and it's starting to hear. It's like opening the if you imagine opening the if your heart had ears to open them up, the inner ears of the heart and listen. And so it does connect you with that. And I worked with a Tsongkhapa for 108 days with mala beads when I was getting trained. And I worked with trusting myself, because that's the other thing is we're taught not really to trust ourselves, to place our trust in others. So that's like something I think very key to being able to follow your inner guidance is trust. So yeah, so then you can do that through the sankalpa, through the heart's intention, that you then can work with in various yoga nidra guidance. So that piece is about hearing your inner wisdom.
So I think one of the reasons people shy away from knowing themselves and inner wisdom is because they think that how am I going to follow my inner wisdom and still operate in the world effectively, according to the norms of the world? What if my inner wisdom says that, go disappear in the jungle and
He'll
meditate,
never
right?
find me.
Then I'll be at odds to all my family members, my friends, and all these people that I know, all these ways of the world that I've learned, and that's scary. So I think think that that can be a bit scary. It's like, what if my true self actually wants something which is completely bizarre? So I think if we are able to bridge that gap, meaning connect with your inner wisdom, become authentic, and also find a way to operate effectively in the world that you live in, I think once people have that trust, as you said, that they can follow their inner wisdom, which anyway will, make you feel aligned and happy and fulfilled and free to a large extent
And it's
just by itself.
one of the things I hear over and over again, and it happened to me too. I'm not, it's happened to so many people when they start to listen to their inner wisdom, and this is a scary thing actually, is that friends who are not in alignment as you shift and change will just kind of leave. And it almost makes room for new people to come in and new connections. And that's when you really have to trust, because as you begin to shift, it's like the energy around you begins to shift. So I've heard so many people say, well, I started and then I all of a sudden my friends are gone. And it's like you have to trust in that place that people will find will be attracted to your energy, right? But that is something that is, I think, scary in a way. Not that it's going to happen right away or to everyone or anything, but it is something that happens as we begin to energetically shift into who we are, right? And what our soul wants to be. Oftentimes we have friends that don't really meet that energy. And it is a vacuum, and it is, something that pulls us away and keeps us in limited thinking, right? Or like self-limiting beliefs. So when we rise, some not everyone comes with us. And that's when trust really becomes important. But at the same time, everyone I've talked to that's gone through that, they don't really miss it. They don't miss it. They maybe they're in the place waiting for new opportunities to come in, or, and they eventually do, They don't miss the relation. They actually see them for what they are, And some people continue to keep those people in, but they keep it at an arm's length. But it seems to be something that's been happening a lot with people I've been working with. Like, oh, things are dropping off as their energy is rising into this who they really, coming into who they really are. So that is something to think about.
Definitely. But as you said, they don't miss it because
Right.
whatever is the natural order, that is right.
Right.
And you're going to feel it. And you have to trust that you're going to feel it, that it's right while you're in that space. I mean, you may not know what it is.
Right.
So that's a leap of faith, as you said, the trust element. And you have to have trust once things are shifting around you. But you have to know that your true core, that natural order of things, that have been destined or meant to be or anything that you want to call it, it's going to feel right. Not going to feel out of place. So I think we might have to develop that trust somehow when we start on that journey. And from my perspective, that's the only way to be. If you don't do that, then what else?
Yeah, well, then that's when all of a sudden days and weeks happen and you think it's an hour, right? Like that's because you're like, you're just in the same daily routine. It's the same thing over and over and nothing's moving, right? But as you begin to get into that higher self, your energy starts to magnetize toward you and it's new things can happen out of nowhere. You know, things can start to all of a sudden your whole life shifts in a direction. And so it's like, it's interesting. You know, we are all energy. And, you know, when we raise our energy, we're going to start bringing in other people and situations that are at that frequency.
Yes. I mean, one way or another, everybody is trying to be the best version of themselves. I mean,
we are,
if not everybody, almost everybody. You know, when we talk about success, when we talk about all these goals, we are talking about improving ourselves, becoming better, becoming happier, healthier, which basically boils down to you becoming the best version of yourself. But the true meaning of becoming your best version is actually, you know, stepping into alignment, as you said, you know, stepping into your inner wisdom, which is not very conventional, but that does not mean that it does not work. So I think that's where the mindset shift or soul shift, whatever you
just
want to call it.
As like a quick mirror for that, the idea, like just talking about external rules, just as to give an example of that, right? Like we have external rules of good and bad and right and wrong and, you know, grading system for art, say like visual art, right? From school. And we learn, oh, well, that's good. I have to have that technique. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to do this, right? And a lot of adults, they just close down. They're like, I'm not an artist. I hear that so often. I can't even tell you. I'm not an artist. I can't do this. And then I'll run a soul art group where I'll take all the external rules and I'll throw them in the trash. And I'll talk about just being a process. And it's supposed to be an hour of creative expression, you know, just having fun and playing on a piece of paper. I've never run a workshop where the creative expression actually ended in an hour because everyone's having so much fun and joy and connection. And they've all let go of the rules. They've all let go of the inner critic, right? All that stuff that we're supposed to do, we're supposed to think. And they're just like, wow, that was like amazing. It's like a small microcosm of that, right? Because I feel like most adults can agree with the fact that either they are or aren't an artist, right? Like we've all kind of learned these rules about it. And it's just like, take that microcosm and blow it up to your life. What are your external rules, right?
makes sense. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, that brings me to my last question. What's a 10,000 foot view perspective you would like to share to the listeners?
I really think it is all about, I mean, especially thinking from that 10,000 foot view, right? It's all about getting curious. That's it. It's getting curious and playing. If you don't play there, you got to play there. It can't be get curious and like always having a furrowed brow. You know, like you don't want to be like the really tight and stressed out kind of curious, right? It's like, it's okay. There's no right or wrong in this world, right? It is, we are here. We're human experience. We're all here to feel whatever we feel. It's okay. And then get curious and play. And almost like from a child's eye, try to get rid of that external rules and just get curious and play. I feel like that is the best thing you can do for your soul.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Jocelyn. It was lovely.
Thank you.
So much value. Light bulb moment.
Wonderful, wonderful conversation.
Absolutely. Until next time, take good care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of 10,000 Foot View Podcast. I want to congratulate you for honoring yourself by standing out and investing in your personal growth and taking this step towards your next breakthrough. I would love to hear your thoughts about this episode. Do check out the show notes on the description for the details of the show, along with links and offers. It would mean a world to me if you could leave a review about this episode in Apple. Before I head off, I want to remind you that you are extremely special and you have gifts and talents that you can use to unleash your best version, and you are just one perspective away from unlocking your next level. I believe in you.